What's up, everybody? It's your girl Moochie, Life Gucci, here at 93.5 K Day with
DJ Wino
and
Romeo from the K Day Morning Show. We in here.
We in here, y'all. So tell us more about this Coolio situation that brought you here today.
Coolio left here in September. And when he left a legacy of things to build on, basically, that I was a part of from the beginning. And right now, we're setting up for a new release that Coolio is about to drop. It's called Tag. It went featuring Too Short and myself, my first debut rap. Wow. So I've never rapped in my life, but Cool told me he was not going to do an album without me rapping. And this is basically where we at on the first single. But we have a full album, a full layout for a project, which would be for his legacy, but it's called Long Live Coolio.
Wow. Well, I have so many questions about that, but I'm going to go ahead. We're doing a double interview.
Oh, yeah, we here.
Romeo, what makes you so willing to be a part of this situation?
I've been knowing Coolio for over 10 to 15 years, you know what I'm saying, ever since I've been in the radio, and he's a good friend of mine. We actually had a cool moment. There's a venue in Redondo Beach that he performed at, and we were backstage, and we were just cracking up, having a couple of drinks, and then, like, from there, it's just been, like, brotherhood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So always had love for him and DJ Wino, so whenever he had something going on, he knew he can come to me. I'm going to make it happen on K-Day. This is city.
Yes.
So we definitely got to put on for him every time.
Wow. Well, shout out to Romeo, because there's not too many real ones doing what Romeo's doing, so I really appreciate that. Now, as far as you rapping for the very first time.
Yeah. That's new.
Are you ready for all of these fans and all of these things that are about to come along? How do you feel?
This is how I was born ready.
You already have fans. You know, let's get that clear.
Yeah. And if you're not, you'll become one.
Right.
But I was born ready. I've been involved with rap music ever since rap started. So I understood rap.
Right.
And it was just my turn. I never had anything to say.
Right.
But when I was asked to say something, I'm not afraid to speak or express what I'm thinking. But this time it was time.
So you sat back and you analyzed everything, and now you were like, okay, it's my time.
I don't want to, everybody get kind of offended when I take a shot, but I'm not taking shots when I do this.
What's that?
I'm going to speak clearly. I'm not going to mumble, because I do have something to say, and I want to articulate it correctly. So, of course, me just speaking clear enough so I can be understood, whether I say to you, stop snitching, stop airing out your stuff on everything, stop putting your business in the streets. I'm saying it for a real reason, because what's done in the streets always don't have to be done in the light. You just got to understand. So when I have something to say, it is what it is. But back as Coolio told me, he challenged me. He said, I'm not going to do this project unless you get out, Wino. And I'm like, I had to stand up for the challenge.
I love it. And Romeo, as far as Coolio being an old friend of yours, are you also a fan of Coolio?
Always a fan of his music. And funny story, we were talking about Gangsta Paradise. I remember him and DJ Wino were saying I was a record he really didn't want to do.
Oh, wow.
But we're all glad that he did it. We're all glad that he did it. He has so many other bangers. We already know that. But I feel like, you know, I just want to say, DJ Wino, thank you for saying you were going to get on this new project. That's going to allow us to get more new music from Coolio.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
where Gangsta's Paradise earned Coolio a Grammy, if you don't know. And I believe at that time, he was probably the first one from the West Coast to earn a Grammy in rap. And other than that Grammy, we've reached 1 billion streams, 1 billion views. Mm. So it's already reached a mark. It's reached a marker so high that a lot of people will be chasing that trying to get to that point. Mm. And I think they'll get there. I mean, this is a new generation. But for that guy, for my own boy to get to that spot, it's a real accomplishment.
Definitely is, man.
And another question. As far as Coolio passing, you know, if he was here today, do you feel like you guys would have continued to work on more things, or?
We tour already. Our main focus was now touring, but this last album was coming out regardless.
Okay, it was the last album.
Oh yeah, that's okay. This was already set in stone that we would release this last album. And we call it, we're setting up for retirement. Now that's how OG the rap for us is, we setting up for retirement. So everything is based on this next 3-4 years, and we're done because it's nothing else that we can really do but talk shit and kick it and have a good time, which we've been doing all our lives already. We've been doing all our life, talking shit and having a good time. This is what rap music gave us the benefit to do. We can just live it like that. You know, get it how you live it.
I feel like he's saying they've been there, they've done that, yes. Now they're going to enjoy their flowers.
Yes, and is, that's man. It. It's a wrap. That's all right. Shout out to Romeo. Salute. Shout out to
Wanya. Shout out to you.
Thank you. Right. Shout out to Trap LA, MD Radio, 93.5 KD.
Say it, man. Say it like you mean it. All right.